on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. Thank you very much for listening. On my left, running the control board, Eon the Peon, and on my right, the star of News Channel 5, Mr. Dan Strauss.
Oh, my
Hello,
goodness.
Paul.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
I'm not even comfortable with him in the room anymore.
So yesterday afternoon, I'm at home, and I'm listening to you guys, and Mr. Carney was filling in for Mr. Pinion.
Yes.
And you guys didn't actually explain on the air that this, yesterday was the day that Frank had his eyes switched.
Yeah.
I mentioned it about a month ago when he went to the doctor. Yes. He was cockeyed. Now he's fixed. Now he's an optimist.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you very
That'll
much.
Never happen.
Yeah, need more than eyes.
But I was listening, and right at the beginning of the show, you mentioned that you, Dan, were going to be on Channel 5.
Yeah, Katie Phelps came by.
Phelps.
Yeah.
Please, when somebody makes you a TV star, remember their name. He's already stepping on the people in show business who made him famous.
What's her name was in here interviewing
me. Sorry,
Katie.
I do know a Phelps. I know a couple of Phelps.
That's a good
story.
Well,
we all do.
Michael Phelps.
Well, exactly. I know that, but I know a guy that used to
But this
to
is Katie Phelps,
yeah,
F-E-L-T-S, okay. who was in Phelps. Here. I like Katie a lot. She included me a couple of years ago when she was doing a story for Channel 5 about the end of online poker in America.
Oh.
And came out and let her come to the house and interviewed me then, and she was really pregnant at the time. Looks great now. So I'm watching yesterday. I almost said it. Well, I'm watching yesterday afternoon. And did you at least record it so you could watch it when you got home?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
What did you think of yourself on TV?
I've been on TV before.
Well, I know you
I
have.
I liked it.
This isn't the first go around for me, Paul.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Channel
9. Remember my Emmy Awards forever.
Channel 9 called today, and they wanted me to, they wanted to do a story on the shirt. And but no.
Channel 9?
No, I'm just kidding.
For Pledge Week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. I like what they did. They there were two separate segments that they kind of
Yeah, they
together.
Did one in the 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they did one in the 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't get to see the 6 o'clock one. I only... I caught half of it here in the studio, and then they put it online. Mm-hmm. They only have the 5 o'clock one online.
It's essentially the same thing.
Yeah. And
there wasn't much else different.
No,
the story didn't really change. It's the story of Dan's lucky Cardinals shirt.
Unlucky, lucky shirt.
Right.
And
is that the shirt you're wearing today?
Yes, it is.
Because they're playing tonight, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is. So it's the series shirt. I talked about the mileage between us. And Los Angeles,
yes.
how it didn't
The shirt
really,
and the team, yeah, essentially shirts, what you're saying.
Yeah, the shirt they're, didn't really
It only
work.
Affects the team if they're close enough for the...
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what do you do? Oh, yeah, you said it's for the series.
Yeah, this is for the series, because...
I switched it up today because I was wearing my powder blue jersey.
Yeah, I noticed that.
For all the wins, and then they lost Wednesday. So I go, well, I have to switch it up today.
Do either of you believe any of this nonsense?
No,
I don't.
It's just for
Not
fun,
really,
yeah.
but it is kind of. I do.
No. kind of you
no,
do.
No.
Now, let's explore that. What does that mean, kind of I do?
No, I...
Do you believe that if you took that shirt off or you had not put it on at all today, that that would affect what happens at Busch Stadium tonight?
No.
In any way?
No.
But why chance it?
Yeah. I can't chance that. That's right.
It's not that hard to wear the shirt, so why chance it?
Yeah.
I did wear a different shirt one time. I went down to the ballpark, and it was the playoffs, and I wore a different Cardinals shirt. And I thought about wearing this other one. And the other one, they had won a lot of games on, and I didn't wear it. I wore this other one, and they lost. And I thought, that's it. This shirt will never be worn again at Busch Stadium.
And?
I have never worn it again at Busch Stadium.
Well, it's obviously your fault that they lost, or the shirt's fault, or small Vietnamese children who earned 40 cents for making that shirt.
How many people in the stadium do that? Oh, man, I forgot my socks. Oh, man, I forgot my whatever.
What? You're not wearing your socks? You're not going with us tonight.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can't go in our car.
Yeah, I wonder if people have, people that go to every game have a specific parking spot. They go, well, I have to park here because they won last time.
There's some idiot in my spot! We might as well not even watch the game tonight if I can't park here.
Have to eat a hot dog in the fourth inning.
A lot of the players are very superstitious. Tony La Russa was really superstitious. He would do different things. If they won, then he would do the same thing the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if they lost, then he would change it up.
Well, they didn't win every time.
No.
So, obviously, whatever he was doing had no impact.
I know.
Because if it had impact, well, I wore this shirt today and we won, so I'll wear it again tomorrow. Well, then you have to win the next day, and then you have to wear it again for the next game, and you have to win that game.
Yeah.
At a certain point,
you have to never lose.
The shirt mojo has to wear off.
Then you switch it up.
And I think it's different for a fan. For a fan, it's different. But when you're playing or doing something, and you have to have some sort of lucky charm or something that you think will help you.
You put your left sock on first every day.
It screws with your psyche if you don't do that. And then you think about it, and then you'll screw up.
Yeah, the cameraman in here yesterday was mentioning the Bud Light, the great Bud Light commercials. What's the saying in them? It's not crazy if it works.
Right. Yeah. Those are very, very clever commercials. Yeah. But, again, still fiction.
Yeah.
But there's a reason the fan comes from fanatic, I think.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
But when I did go on last Wednesday, when they were playing the Pirates in the fifth game, and I said, this is my unlucky shirt because I wanted our band to play, the Sioux was there. Most of the people on Facebook just kind of had fun with it and said, oh, your unlucky shirt didn't work and all this other stuff. How do you feel now? And blah, blah, blah. And they were just kind of screwing around. But this Sue was really, really mad at
him. I know.
She called him an idiot.
She believes that there is a direct correlation.
I think I think she does. So, the shirt's on, Sue.
I love the it doesn't work in L.A. part of the theory. Obviously, my shirt only has waves that reach the Missouri River. It's anything west of that.
Your shirt, so your far. Rules. You get to make up whatever you want.
Can only go so far.
Now, here's a question, and I repeat that I like Katie Feltz. I think she does a terrific job there at Channel 5.
Yeah.
And, it's been there a long time, and she's always does solid work. Here's my question, though. She came out to Westport.
Yeah.
To do the stuff with you at 2:30, 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Say.
Why?
And then at 5:15, she's on.
Mm-hmm.
With a live shot from Busch Stadium.
I know. Now, that's the first thing I thought of.
If it were today, and it's a quarter after five, okay, well, Katie is working, and she has to go to the ballpark. There's a game tonight. She's got to get in there, do stuff before the game with the crew. All right, all that sort of stuff.
And you'd have activity milling around, people getting
Cardinal
there about
fans.
Now. Right.
Exactly. Yesterday at 5:15, it was like a January Thursday
not
at 5:15. No one was there, and there's no reason for her to be there. And then an hour later, they essentially played the same package they had played an hour earlier.
Yeah.
She's still there.
I know.
Now, I know that's not her call. Believe me, I worked in both radio and television and know long enough. She did not make that decision.
No.
If it were up to Katie, she would have gone back to Channel 5, edited the piece, and gone home.
Or stayed there.
Or, sitting at a desk there. And then, this is who we talked to today.
Exactly.
Okay, Katie, now we want you to go down to the Busch Stadium, and we want you to sit in front of
stand. Stand on a random corner downtown near the stadium and do this live report. Because otherwise people won't know that you're talking about the Cardinals in some way.
Yeah.
TV's amazing that way when they come to do live shots.
Because it started in the studio with Mike Busch. It started in the studio, and they talked about
a friend of his wearing socks
or
something.
Yeah, they talked about superstitions, and they talked about one of the people at Channel 5 that does a certain thing.
Yeah, sound guy, I think.
Yeah. And for more on superstitions, let's go live to Busch Stadium. Again. Here's Katie.
And that's fine. And all of that is fine right up until the let's go to Busch Stadium for Katie part.
I know. They could have had Katie right there in the studio.
I have to tell you a quick little TV insider story. Before I came to St. Louis, I worked in Washington, D.C. for a long, long time. And my wife worked behind the scenes in television there. She worked in local news, and she also worked on a syndicated television show, a half-hour thing that used to air in like 6:30 between the local news and when network started at 7 o'clock. It was USA Today, the TV show. It was originally USA Today on TV, and then it was USA Today, the TV show, and then nobody was watching, and we always used that it was USA Today, the TV guide listing. It was a horrible show, and I actually became involved in the weekend thing. I was a contributor to that. I'm not bragging in any way. I'm just telling you the story. So my wife's boss was a woman by the name of Kim, who, tangentially, I'll tell you, later went on to marry Britt Hume from Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
He was then at ABC News, and she, all right. Anyway.
Uh-oh. Anyway.
Thank you. Kim, before going to USA Today, had worked for ABC News, which is where she met Britt. She had worked on a show called Primetime Live, which you may remember was Sam Donaldson and Diane Sawyer. And Sam Donaldson loved the word live.
Yes.
That's tonight on Primetime Live.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think he was told to do that because everything on Primetime Live was live. Every report was like the thing with Katie Feltz, even though it could have been recorded ahead of time. You had to have the correspondent there in the studio or somewhere.
Live.
Okay. So Kim told my wife and me this story. She knew that that show was not going to last long as an all-live show when they did a story about the oldest tree in the state of Texas. A legendary tree in some town, I don't remember where it was, and about the impact it had on the town and how the people in the town loved that town and nurtured this tree. It was like a 300-year-old, you know, it wasn't a redwood, but it was whatever a big tree in Texas was. And again, the show was Primetime Live.
Yes.
So the correspondent was there in front of the tree. Live. Now, the show aired in the 9 to 10 hour last, the last hour of prime time. And the show aired in December when it's been dark for a long time at that point. So ABC's Primetime Live hired a local crew to go down there and light the tree.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, with spotlights and everything so that it would look good on TV. This is the sort of stuff you do when you're making a $300 million movie.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that it looks perfect on TV. But this is a tree you could easily have videotaped earlier in the day, told the story, and everybody could have gone home. But they had to be there so they could say, so Sam or Diane could say, now let's go take a look at that tree live. It's a tree at night. There's nothing about that. And that's when Kim later told my wife and me, that's when I knew I had to get off that show.
Man.
And that's what I was thinking about yesterday while I was watching Katie Feltz live from outside the ballpark introducing a piece she had done out here in Westport 2 hours before with you.
Yeah, somebody later is going to start crunching the numbers. How much did we spend again to light up this tree for this live segment?
That's what it was. And by the way, within a month after that, when it became the new year, January of the new year.
Primetime.
They were still called ABC's Primetime, but they were not doing everything live. Sam and Diane were live. That was the part of it. But they didn't make all of their correspondents stand there. By the way, the same thing still goes on in local news. There will be a story at the Clayton Courthouse.
Yep.
About a trial that ended, the jury came in with a verdict about 10 o'clock this morning. Well, then it's 10 o'clock at night now. Why are you standing in front of the courthouse?
Yeah.
No.
Because we have the technology to go live. And we're going to do it whether we need to or not.
I'm going to take you to April 15th. Every reporter standing out in front of the post office.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock at night.
Yes. Yeah.
And this post office is not open till midnight. They will tell you that this one's right. not open till midnight.
We've chosen a post office yeah. that is not open now, but there is another one. If only we could have driven there to be live from that particular location. But I thought you did a nice job.
Thanks.
Here's the thing about being interviewed for a TV news show. And both of you know this because you've been in this circumstance. Many in our audience may not know this. When they come and do a story like that, they shoot between 10 and 1,000 times more footage than they can possibly use.
Oh, I told a great story. That didn't make it on.
Yeah, exactly. It's always that. The story is
a lot longer.
Includes maybe a 20-second clip.
The story wasn't
clip.
That great, I heard.
I was in here. I heard it.
You were mentally putting it on the cutting room floor?
Yeah. That's not going to make it.
Psst, Katie, get over here. You're not going to use that, are you? But I don't want to Dan's stories.
It's not that great. Oh, good grief.
You should have given her the sound effect of the great story, Dan.
Good story, Dan.
And now let's go to Katie Phelps with that story.
Good story, Dan.
That's Katie live at Busch Stadium.
Oh, that would have been funny if you would have given that to them and they would have used it.
Right in the middle of it. Oh,
that would have been great.
But they, you know, she probably was here shooting you for a half hour yesterday, and they used a 20-second clip. But that's
About 10 or 15 minutes, probably. We talked
about the proportions that you end up with in TV.
Yeah, but it was fun. But when I got the phone call, I got a phone call from Lauren here at the station, and she said, "Do you know Katie Phelps?" And I said, "I know who she is. I don't know her, but she goes, "Well, she wants to come up and talk to you about your shirt and superstitions. Do you have superstitions?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Because you've been talking about it on the air.
I have, yeah. Yes. And the other one, the other superstition is pertains to the World Series. It's my sister. My sister called me after the when the Cardinals could have won it Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And my sister called and said, "You know, we have to try and figure out which game would be the clinching game for the Cardinals. And we have to go because my sister and I have gone. We were at the seventh game of the 82 World Series and they won. And then we were at the clinching game of 06, and we were also at the seventh game of 2011. So every time we're together, that's another superstition.
How much did those tickets cost you in 2011? Do you know?
They were actually face value.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I heard that standing room only tickets for tonight are over $80 now.
Yeah.
And that, the top end of the price range, right behind the dugout or maybe behind home plate, over $1,000.
Yeah.
For tonight's game.
Probably the greatest game I've ever seen in my life was game 6 of the 2011 World Series. That was the greatest game. Sat in the bleachers for that and paid face value for those.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And one of the other greatest things was the loudmouth Texas Ranger fan that was sitting right in front of us ended up getting kicked out because he was so obnoxious.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Wah, wah.
I've got a couple of stories I have to tell here in a moment, but I've just been handed tickets for tomorrow's Mizzou game, which, of course, you'll hear live here on the Big 550 KTRS, another SEC battle against Florida. And you can be there live. If you want these tickets, you have to prove to us that you're a Tigers fan by doing two things. One, you're going to have to come here to the station and pick them up before 5 o'clock. And two, these tickets have a player on them, and you have to tell us who that player is. I'll just tell you his number is 48. Mizzou Tiger, number 48. What's that player's name? First person who knows that and will come here and pick the tickets up in the next 90 minutes, then you're going to Faurot Field tomorrow.
No Googling.
Go ahead and Google. What do we care? Since when do we have that rule?
Well, that doesn't
I don't care. That's are we doing this live?
You're saying that because that would prove that they're not necessarily a big Tiger fan.
Yeah.
Well, they're enough of a Tiger fan to want to go to the game and are willing to Google it and all the rest.
Are we going
to
have them on the air?
We don't have the lights set up for the tree, so we can't do that. Okay. You'll take the calls during the break, and we'll come back in a moment here. 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS.
And let's go live to traffic and see how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
I was cracking up in the car, Dan, at Ian, because on the way in, you're talking about your little thing on television, and Ian goes, I'm really uncomfortable being around you now. And, here's what gets me. Here's what gets me is, Dan, you were actually in a movie with George Clooney, and you didn't care about that, but now you're on a little local TV station, and he's really uncomfortable.
I know. That's what I said yesterday. I go, move over Howard Stern, king of all media, Dan Strauss.
There you
movies, television, radio.
Absolutely. If he starts doing something on demand, we're in a lot of trouble.
Don't start writing any columns in the Post, or I don't know what I'll do.
Oh, no.
That was hilarious. Hey, we've got a few problems on the roads right now. If you're on southbound 55, you've got an accident at Gasconade that has the two right lanes blocked, so look for a good backup to 44 right now. And also on eastbound 40 at Highway 141, an accident blocking the left lane. Other than that, you've got stop-and-go traffic on westbound 70 between Boone's Crossing and the Boone Bridge. Also on southbound 270, we're looking slow now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. They have cleared the accident at New Halls Ferry near West Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Sears Auto Center. Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center or call 1-800-DieHard to learn more. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, our hot 6-0 Mizzou Tigers take on the Florida Gators. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. The yard sale is from 6 to 8, followed by Straight Talk and Retirement. Mizzou football pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. and the game begins at 11:20. At 4 p.m., it's America's Wealth Management, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 5. Growing Green at 7 p.m., the Inside Out shows at 8, and Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night caps it off at 9 p.m. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dan Brown here from the law firm of Brown & Brown. You know our law firm, my brother's Ed Brown, who wears an eye patch. If you or a loved one has had transvaginal mesh or bladder sling surgery, you may have a legal claim. Also, if you've taken the drug Lipitor and then obtained type 2 diabetes, you may have a claim as well. To learn more, you can visit our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or you can speak with an attorney at Brown & Brown. In Missouri, our phone number is all threes. 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. So remember, if you had transvaginal mesh surgery or obtained type 2 diabetes after taking Lipitor, call our office now for a free consultation. Go to brownlawoffice.com or in Missouri, dial all threes. In Illinois, dial all eights. And at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-422-1482. Final Trim is a breakthrough in weight loss. Take two capsules just once a day and you can experience maximum weight loss, allowing you to shed pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking all-natural Final Trim just once a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482. That number again is 1-800-422-1482.
Fall is here, and it's time to head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center, 2651 Barrett Station Road between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Roads. A shipment of rare varieties of specimen Japanese maples has just arrived. So have 20 to 25 foot red sunset and October glory maples. Hundreds of flowering cherries, lindens, and zelkovas have also arrived, along with large size fat Albert and Norway spruce, hemlocks, and Austrian pines up to 9 feet tall. All installations by Sherwood's Forest are guaranteed for 2 full years. Don't just stand there, plant something and head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station, a mile and a half west of I-270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Road. Call 314-966-0028 for a landscape design consultation.
Home and garden show face, making beautiful
If you're looking to remodel your kitchen and bath, your first step should be to see the great folks at Milford Kitchen and Bath in Fenton. Step inside their beautiful showroom and you'll see a wide display of vanities, faucets, tubs, shower doors, kitchen cabinets, toilets, and more, all at great prices. Milford also features LK stainless steel, granite, and copper sinks. LK has been the industry leader in quality sinks since 1920. Imagine creating that perfect meal with a new gourmet kitchen sink that can keep up with the most demanding chefs. Explore the possibilities for your home with the experts at Milford Kitchen and Bath. Milford's knowledgeable showroom staff can help you select the right products for your project. They also offer a free design service. Milford Kitchen and Bath is located in the Brookwood Center at Bulls and Smyzer Mill Road in Fenton. Give them a call at 636-717-0700 or visit their website at milfordkitchenandbath.com.
Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
If you want to make smart choices about your retirement, listen to Straight Talk on Retirement this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, Friday edition here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. No more calls for the Mizzou tickets. We gave them to
Eric Riffert.
Congratulations, Eric. He knew that number 48 on the Tigers is Andrew Wilson, and so he's going to Vero Field tomorrow to see the Tigers and Florida. And for those of you not going, you'll be able to hear the game right here on the Big 550 KTRS, the home of the Tigers roar. I don't actually do the roar.
Doesn't quite carry the same effect.
that's like I was the worst sports announcer reading off of a script, and I'm actually reading the stage directions.
It was supposed to be insert sound effect here.
Joe Hipperson is going to be here in about a half hour to review Escape Plan, which is Stallone and Schwarzenegger, and I'm just going to predict that he's going to not like it. And he's a huge fan of both of those guys, but we'll have to wait about a half hour until he gets in here for that. And Carrie opens up this weekend as well, and the movie about Julian Assange from Wiki.
Did you see Carrie?
Did I see the new one?
Yeah.
No.
Who saw it? Oh, John Carney. Was it Carney that said he saw it?
Yes.
He saw it and said it was, don't waste your time. Well, it was just bad.
We'll talk about it when Joe gets in here. I just got back from a few days visiting my daughter, who goes to college in New York City. And my mom lives not far from there. And she's 89 years old. So I'm with a 19-year-old and an 89-year-old for, let's say, four straight days. I'm sure guys can relate to this more than women can because of the nature of the way we interact with other people. And I should say right up front here, I love my mother and I love my daughter. They are two of the three greatest women I've ever met, the third, of course, being my wife. But when I'm with them, there is no downtime. And I was with both of them. Now, my daughter had to go to classes and I'd spend time with my mom, or we went to a show, and, you know, but I was with one or the other of these two women, except for when I was asleep, for four straight days. And there's no such thing as downtime with them. There's always a conversation about something. Quite often, it's problem solving for Paul.
Yes.
You know, you got an 89-year-old woman, you got a 19-year-old woman. There are things in their lives that aren't going right or that they have questions about, and I'm the problem solver because I'm in the middle age-wise between the two of them. And I didn't watch television for one second
Oh my goodness.
Was not even in the room with the TV. We were all in the living room the whole time, or we were out eating or doing one thing or another. And it was fine. I had a nice time. I love them both, and I had a lot of fun with them.
But you and your wife have had so many years together that you can... You don't have to talk all the time
right.
to each other.
And my wife wasn't on the trip.
Yeah.
It was just me with my mom and my daughter. And you're right. My wife and I have been together for more than 30 years. But if we had spent every moment of those 30 years together, there would have been a double suicide. Not a homicide. A double suicide. We both would just kill ourselves. Shut up! Is what it would come down to. And I'm not saying that my mom or my daughter should shut up. It's just that my break... You know, when I say I didn't have a break, I did create some time for myself. You know what I did? And I think guys can relate to this. I took a little time in the bathroom.
A little longer than you normally do?
I went to the bathroom at times when I didn't need to go to the bathroom, if you know what I mean. I would just go in there. I would take my phone. I'd sit down, and maybe for about 10 minutes, maybe I'll just look at Twitter.
Did your leg fall asleep? Were you in there so long?
No. Sometimes about 10 minutes was all I needed. Just to, I don't know.
Regroup?
Yeah, regroup, yeah. Re-energize. Yeah. Just have quiet.
Give yeah. those, yeah.
Again, I love them very much. And
those shockwaves in your brain break.
Have you been in that situation? Well, you're only, yes. you don't have any kids yet.
No.
But you have nieces and nephews, and I'm sure, like, Thanksgiving is a perfect example of that. I just had a four-day Thanksgiving with only two other people. But everybody can relate to, it's Thanksgiving, the family comes over, and for that entire time, you don't have any no quiet time.
I can answer that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have kids.
Yes.
So you know what this is like.
Oh, yeah.
Not only you have kids, you have an ex-wife.
Yes.
And, so, yeah, my wife is one that likes to recap her day to me mm-hmm. when I get home still. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily do that. I don't need to recap anything when I get home. I said, you know, my day was my day. Yeah. Whatever.
Glad we did the show.
But, yeah, no, I get that a little sometimes.
But after the recap of the day, it doesn't continue for two more hours. At a certain point, there's a little bit of silence in the house, or yes. maybe you watch TV together,
yes.
or maybe you go off somewhere and you're checking stuff online or whatever.
Where I've turned the TV down to hear the recap of the day, and then when I've had enough, I just start clicking the volume up one one by one. Oh, eventually, it's loud enough to where
all you hear is.
I'm aware of a buzzing. Yeah. So, 4 days.
Boy, not 1 second of TV. I don't know how.
Didn't watch any of the games.
Really?
Yeah. So I came home yesterday afternoon, had a couple of hours before my wife came home from work. I had told her, you know, ahead of time, you know, yes, I've been out of town and I've been eating out the last few days, but I'll take you out to dinner. Let's do that. And so my thinking there was, and my wife completely gets this. This is why I love her. She completely gets this. She knows we're going to go out to a restaurant. We're going to sit. We're going to face each other. We're going to order food and drinks, and we're going to talk and get all the stuff from my trip and her days while I was gone. And that day that she worked, we're going to get it all out over dinner. And when we go home, it's over.
Silence.
That's it. Maybe we're going to watch a Jeopardy or a leftover Survivor or something that's on the DVR. And
you can only comment about what's on the television.
That's it.
And do you want to watch something?
And then that's it. She knows not to look at me as the IT guy in the house, which I am. She, you know, she's always having problems with her email or this thing on the computer, or she can't get on that website or this, whatever it was. She knows, she understood, this is again, one of the reasons I love her. She understood that after four, and she's been with my wife and daughter. And so she knows, I mean, with my mother and daughter. And so she knows that same thing. Now, again, I don't want anybody to get the impression that I don't like spending time with them.
Right.
But I can't spend time with anyone where it's nonstop. Can you? Even if you go away with somebody for a weekend, let's say three or four of your buddies got together and you rented a place down at the lake for the weekend and you went there. Isn't there, even in that weekend, going to be a time where you want to think to yourself, okay, I'm going to walk over here, and hopefully nobody goes with me.
I need some quiet.
I have to have some quiet.
Well, not with guys, though. I mean, guys, you could maybe say five words to all the guys Absolutely. Over the course of a weekend.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, especially if there's a game to watch.
Yes.
You can put the game on, you're going to talk about the game, but it's really not going to be a conversation.
And good friends, too, where, you know, nobody's going to feel awkward if nobody says anything for
right.
8 hours.
Yes. Could be the best friend that you had in middle school. He moved away. Way for 10 years, and now you're finally getting back together. And on that first day, after an hour of catching up, let's turn on the TV. There's got to be a game on.
Wife, kids? Okay. Yeah, let's go.
How are you walking around?
That's enough.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Hey, how you doing? But and I'm sure I would not have had that same experience if it were not people who are related to me and who want to relate everything about their lives to me and have things that they need me to help them solve and all that stuff.
How about in the morning when you wake up? Do you wake up with your wife when she goes to work?
Most mornings, no.
Okay. Well, I wake up early no matter what. I have no idea why, but I wake up early.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to ease into the day. I'm very quiet in the morning. I just kind of ease into everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if something just goes, if I'm with somebody and they're like, it's like, oh my God. Shut up. Holy cow.
It's like you're
there's
not
no
really
reason.
Awake yet.
There's
you're
no
just,
reason to be talking this morning.
See, to a certain extent, my wife and I are exactly the opposite. Where my wife, she'll hit the snooze alarm a couple of times. It takes her a while to wake up. She'll sit at the edge of the bed. Then she'll finally get going, and she's up, and she, you know, she's got a routine about what she's doing in the morning. If I'm awake at that time, which I am often, but not all the time, I'm not up and talking and having conversations and blah, 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 blah. Nothing has happened since the last time we talked except we slept.
Yeah.
That was it. And I mean nothing.
Well, you're married.
Right. Yeah. But, however,
and
there's always a however in life. Because I did morning radio for so long, and I still have to have, because I do the Saturday and Sunday syndicated show where I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning on the weekends, when my alarm goes off, I never hit the snooze alarm. When that thing goes off, I wake up, it beeps twice, and boop, my hand is on it, and my day has begun. And I'm awake, and I'm going, I don't have any of that, because every moment that I am sitting there not doing it is a moment I can't be prepping for whatever the show is that I'm going to have to do. And when I did really early morning radio, where I was had to be on the air, you know, doing a morning show that started at 5:30 every day, so I was getting up at like 4 or 4:30,
that's the word.
You can't be late. Everybody knows if you're late.
I know. Why is the overnight guy still on at 7?
And by the way, why does he sound pissed? Well, we know he's been on since midnight. And the idiot who's supposed to be doing the morning show is still not.
Did you ever have that, though, where you're supposed to be there at 5:30 and all of a sudden, 5:45, your phone rings and you're like, hello. And then you realize what.
Yes, I was late 3 times in the 15 years I did morning radio. Three times. And the third time, the guy didn't call me until 7 o'clock.
Wow.
And I lived like 45 minutes away, so I didn't get there until 8 o'clock. And so after I get off the air, the boss is yelling at me, how come you didn't get here till 8 o'clock? I said, well, I did oversleep, but it's really not my fault. He should have called me at like 5:40.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never late otherwise. This was in the pre-cell phone days. He couldn't, you know, try me at home. Don't wait till 7 o'clock when I'm supposed to be on the air at 5:30.
Yeah, when you notice Paul is not here and Toto is ending.
Hold the Line or Africa?
Yeah. Africa.
One of those songs. Yeah. I actually, for the first couple of years that I did mornings 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday.
Oh.
Those days it was 6 to 10 a.m. And I can still remember in the winter, because I would nap in the afternoon, in the winter I would take a nap like at 2 o'clock or 2:30, and I'd wake up and it would be dark and it would be 5:30, and I'd be like, what the? Do I have to get to work? Oh, okay. There was one time where I woke up, looked at the alarm, it said 5:30. The alarm wasn't going off, but I woke up and looked at it. And said, I panicked. I got dressed as fast as I could, didn't take a shower, got in the car, drove to work, and saw the guy who was handling our Sunday morning public affairs shows. What are you doing here?
I
I made a big mistake. I didn't even try to make an excuse like, oh, I just came in to check some paperwork in the office. What paperwork am I doing on a Sunday morning?
I've never gone that far as far as to get in the car and drive, but I have gotten in the shower before. It's like, oh, no. And then you jump up, you get in the shower, and then you're like taking a shower. It's like, wait a minute, this is Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh.
The other story I have to tell you from this trip to New York. Flying there and back means going through what I consider to be the hellhole airport of America, LaGuardia Airport. I've talked about this place many times on the air because I've never, ever, ever had a good experience there. You know, you go to Lambert, you got about an 85 to 90% chance that your experience is going to be fine. Maybe there's a little bit too much time at security, whatever. But, I mean, you're not going to have tremendous hassles at Lambert. Every single time I'm at LaGuardia, there's a tremendous hassle. Going back to the time when my daughter and I flew, it was not long after 9/11 and security, I admit, people were a little bit freaked out at the time, but my daughter was 7 years old and they reached into her pants to check inside the top of, you know, to make sure that she wasn't carrying anything. A 7-year-old girl. And so obviously I've had a bitter taste in my mouth about LaGuardia ever since. So this time I go through, and I had to check a couple of bags because I was bringing some stuff back from my daughter that she didn't need in her dorm anymore. So I'm on Southwest. You could check two bags for free. That part of the process went swimmingly. No problem. I get to the TSA checkpoint. There aren't a lot of people there. By LaGuardia standards, that means 50 people instead of 350 people. Okay, fine. So it takes, you know, maybe 8 or 9 minutes to get through the line, and then you get up, and now you're getting ready to go through the x-ray machine, and you take my laptop out of my backpack and put it in one thing, got to take your shoes off, got to take your belt, all that stuff. Okay, fine. I go through, and as soon as I get through the x-ray machine, beep, beep, and I think, what did I do, leave some change in my pocket or something? I don't have anything. The guy says, sir, you've been chosen for a random security check. Please step over here.
Oh, great.
Now, I got into the airport in plenty of time because I know that it's a hellhole there and it can take a long time. Sometimes you're through there in 45 minutes. Sometimes you're through there in an hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
And if you have to rush for your plane, never rush for a plane at LaGuardia. Get there early because you're going to get screwed, as I have many times. So in this particular instance, I say, okay, fine. And he says, now I'm going to collect all of your belongings, and you'll come over here. So now he's got to go and pick up the two trays and my jacket and my backpack and my computer and all that. He brings it over here, and he says, you've been chosen for a random second security check. And I said, fine. And I thought, oh, this is going to be the pat down, which I've had before and is not pleasant. Get it over with. Let's go. Or buy me dinner and let's really pat down.
Yeah.
One of the two. But he's not doing that. Instead, he has my laptop there. He says, I'm just going to swipe your laptop for residue. Okay. Now, I know what that means because I've interviewed guests on the show, not this show, but on other shows, and asked them, what does that mean when they're checking you with those strips? He says they have these strips that are computer diagnosed to see if you have any gunpowder or bomb residue. I want to make sure you're not carrying a bomb.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't open my laptop. He just takes one of these strips. And I notice, by the way, he's not taking a new strip out of the strip dispenser that's right there. He takes a strip that I think had just been used for a previous, quote, random, unquote, check.
And
he takes that and wipes down my laptop, puts it into the computer. The computer does whatever it does, and the screen comes up. No problem. Okay, you're free to go, sir. All right, that wasn't painful at all. I also don't think that was effective in any way.
No.
You didn't actually check to see if I have anything here. Then I kind of step off to the side. I got to get my stuff back together again. I got to put my laptop back in my backtop, in my backpack. I got to put my belt on. I got to put my shoes on. I'm gathering all my stuff up. And meanwhile, they've chosen another person for a random second security check. And they bring him over to exactly where I was just standing 15 seconds before. And the same guard says the same thing. I'm going to have to check your luggage here for residue. Okay. He takes the same strip he's used for me. I looked right at it. He takes the same strip he used for me and wipes their stuff, puts it through, no problem. Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert in bomb disposal. I'm not an expert in bomb recognition in any way. But if there's a special dispenser for these sensitive strips, you can't just use one, toss it back over there. It would be like using a used tissue and then seeing, is there mucus on there?
Right. Unless it's clean every time and there's nothing, who knows?
It's picking up the dirt off of whatever it is that we have on our stuff and throw it away, get a new one. Now, I know at the time I was flying, the government was shut down. I understand that. But had plenty of these strips there.
Can we get any more bomb residue strips? They're shut down. Sorry.
And it was all part of this security facade they have at the airport, which isn't actually protecting you in any way. All right. Rant mode off. I don't even have time to tell you about the Arab family who were given the third degree compared to the three rowdy guys who were already drinking on their way to Las Vegas, who I knew immediately were going to be more trouble on the plane than the quiet Arab family with two little kids would possibly be.
And they can make the decision not to let you on the plane if you're drunk.
Yep.
So
this flight was at 11 o'clock in the morning, and these guys were already sauced. Oh, you're going to Vegas. They have all the booze you want in Vegas for free.
Yep, we'll get started early.
Yeah, we got to be sauced by the time we get to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
Eastbound 270 is already running slow between McDonnell and West New Florissant, but now we've got a report of an overturned vehicle on eastbound 270 before 203, and we've got some heavy traffic approaching that. Southbound 170, stop and go from Olive through Highway 40. On westbound 40, you're looking slow between the Science Center and McCausland, and then from about Spady all the way out to the Boone Bridge, you're going to have some slow to stop and go pockets there. They're still working with the accident southbound 55 at Gasconade. Now only the right lane is blocked. The traffic is backed up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here, where you'll find huge savings like 18.6-ounce Campbell's Chunky Soup on rollback for just $1.50. Come see the thousands of rollbacks throughout the store right now at Walmart. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Kelly Jackson here. You may know my face from Channel 5, but now you'll get to know my voice on KCRS. Beginning Monday, I'm joining McGraw Live in the morning. I'll essentially be updating you with news and information, but I have a feeling it'll be more than that since I'll apparently be the only adult in the room. This could get interesting. So check out McGraw Live in the morning, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KCRS.
Money is tight, you want it done right. You can sleep through the night with an affordable quick quote from longsautocenter.com. Certified techs for all models, including diesel. I-44 Eureka.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News.